So it is interesting. We were once again speaking offline, and you seem to know where this conversation is heading before I do. That if I'm a marketing guy and I put up a website and I run ads for marijuana, am I causing a problem? Am I getting into trouble?
Well, let's think about it from the many, many ticket broker sites that are out there. You go in and you pick an event you want to go to, and there's seats available, and you say, I want to buy these seats. You hit checkout, and the next thing you know, there's a connection fee added to the price.
Right, right.
I think if you do that in marijuana, now you're charging money for the sale of marijuana.
Aha.
So,
and in tickets, it's legal. But in marijuana, it's not, because salespeople have to be licensed.
That's correct. That's how I would view it.
Yes, how you would view it as an attorney. So I guess the same thing would happen if I was a 10-year-old kid and I put up a beer site. Because I'm not old enough to work in a liquor store or sell booze.
Right. There's so many things wrong with that from a standpoint of age that it would never pass muster. But in the age of technology, nobody knows who's on the other side of that site.
That's right. You don't know who's on the other side of the site, and you have user-generated content now. So,
correct.
For example, I run sites that have user-generated content. YouTube is the biggest example of that.
Right.
They cannot monitor every video.
Nope, that's why you sometimes see sites or videos taken down, because they violate copyright.
And they could also violate these marijuana laws. So I could put up a video on YouTube, say, buy our marijuana, and yet I'm not licensed. So I can't really broker it.
Correct.
I don't
have
a license.
You might also be violating the marijuana marketing rules about who you can market to, because you can't control who sees that content.
Right, right. So this is really an interesting field of law that deals with the marijuana.